Today's Lenten devotional is written by Jelty Akutan, class of 2011. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Psalm 121, verse 6. We are uniquely created by God, not merely a coincidence on this earth. God has a purpose for each of us being here. When we confess our belief in Jesus Christ, it signifies that we belong to God. He has prepared us to be his ambassadors, witnessing who God is through our lives. We are constantly being witnesses to how God has created this world uniquely. Each part of the earth has distinct conditions, situations, uniquely formed maps and lands, and each area has unique characteristics, including weather. For instance, the hottest country in the world is Mali in West Africa. At first glance, 28.83 degrees Celsius or 83.89 degrees Fahrenheit may seem surprisingly cool. However, these are not average summertime highs, but average overall temperatures for both nights and days. How can people live there? God created them uniquely to thrive in this place and survive each day and night. In this reading, through the witness of the psalmist, we see that God has protected the Israelites with unique weather conditions for both nights and days. Despite the challenging climate in Israel, the travelers express confidence that God will not allow them to experience ill effects from the daytime or nighttime due to the Lord's watchful care. This reference is also symbolic of how God still watches over his people, caring for us day and night. Psalm 91:1 promises, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty." Jesus assured his followers that there was no need to worry because our Heavenly Father provides for us. Matthew 6:25-33. Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty God, we long for peace in our world today. In every difficulty of our lives, may God bless our nation, and may world leaders work together in this time of need, finding peace and harmony for all, the sick, poor, homeless, lonely, hungry, victims of violence and abuse, refugees, immigration concerns, violence in schools and violence in our streets. Especially we pray for Israel and Palestine, for Ukraine and Russia. To you, O Lord, we ask. We also pray for those living with life-threatening illnesses, those aging or living with cancer, those with mental health concerns, and those who are caregivers. You care for us. Thank you, Jesus our Lord. Amen.